Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Fuck yeah. Locker room talk. Coming to you for the first time from the Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington. There's a bag on this stage that says, "Do not eat" on it. And it's got stuff in it that, what is it, marbles or something? Oh, they're just little donuts, but are they stale or some shit? Why does it say don't eat? I mean, I'm not gonna eat them anyway. Bag of weird donuts. Loose donuts. It's Saturday, October 22nd, 2016, and I apologize for, this might be one of your few beautiful days that you have this time of year, and I made you all come inside, but I assume that you worked really hard on your name tags! Oh, no. Oh, it's another good one. TJ Rassic Park. Empire Mike's back. What's this big fat Greek what?
Wedding anniversary 12.
Big fat Greek wedding anniversary 12 because it's the two of you, it's your 12th anniversary? Good for you. One day at a time. What's your, what are your names?
Edward Tierra.
Edward and Tierra? Tierra. That is super exotic. Were you adopted? I don't even know what that means. Were you adopted? There's some colorful ones out there because the house lights are down, but I see Upchuck back there. I put that one on my Instagram today. I like that one so much. It's the movie Up, of course, but his name is Chuck, so he changed it to Upchuck. and the dog and the little Asian kid and the old man all have really green faces like they're going to throw up. Well, thank you to everybody for bringing those, and we'll have you whip those out a little later. And maybe the club, maybe when we bring the name tags out later, there's the house lights you can throw on so we can see them. I mean, that'll be helpful in selecting. Doug plugs. Monday, I'm doing a Benson Movie Interruption in Los Angeles of The Conjuring 2, no subtitle, at CineFamily. They just went with Conjuring 2. They didn't have to add any more. They didn't have to throw in Conjuring again. More Conjuring ahead. And then what else have I got coming up? Oh, Doug Loves Movies is back in L.A. on Tuesday, October 25th at 9:30 over at the UCB Franklin location. And then Doug Loves Scary Movies is back at Cobb's in San Francisco this Thursday, October 27th at 8 p.m. DougLovesMovies.com, DougLovesMovies.com. From the corrections department, I just learned when I used to do, what was the gambling site that I used to do? DraftKings. Every ad I did for DraftKings said DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com. And they seem to make a lot of money, so I figured that's how advertising should work. You just say it twice every time. From the corrections department, Julianne Moore was Jeff Goldblum's girlfriend in Lost World Jurassic Park, not Vince Vaughn's. Pretty good stuff, right? I think one person on Twitter was upset that I got that wrong. And I said X, but they're actually still together, even though she runs off and tries to photograph dinosaurs. And he's had bad experiences with dinosaurs. And he's like, why did you go off to photograph dinosaurs? I told you, woman. Let's look in the prize bag. I brought lots of stuff. Lots of stuff got through airport security in an Ash versus the Evil Dead tote bag. We're going to be hearing about this particular prize a lot in the next couple of, like, the next 8 or 10 episodes, because they sent me a shit ton of them, including, in each one, they included an Ash versus the Evil Dead chainsaw foam finger. Finally, you know the expression, fuck me gently with a chainsaw? Somebody figured out how to do it, a foam chainsaw. Locker room talk. We got an excuse to say whatever we want, guys, for the rest of our lives. I'm never in a locker room, so I gotta do it somewhere. Also in the bag is a special Ash versus Evil Dead. I guess it's some sort of commemorative book thingy. I should look through one of them so I could describe it better. A apron from Sausage Party that says Grills Kills. I don't know why it wouldn't just say Grills Kill, but close enough. Phill Bill Volume 1 comic book, coloring book. I always call it a comic book first and then correct myself and call it a coloring book. So hopefully that nightmare will be over soon. This is pretty cool, I think. I'm pretty sure. Is this shirt, is that a Transformers character?
It's Voltron.
It's fucking Voltron, all right. Does anybody recognize this fellow? I don't know how, this just was mailed to me. Just somebody just sent me this book, Borat, Touristic Guidings to Minor Nation of US and A. And then, but it's two books, because then if you flip it over, the other side is Touristic Guidings to Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. And so you can learn about both places in this book. And I don't know if he ever says my wife in it anywhere. But I only have one of these, and it's heavy. It feels like it's due back at the library. So enjoy that. A lot of stuff in the bag. And whatever my guests brought. Oh, an Ash versus Evil Dead hat. Shemp's beer, the beer on Ash vs. Evil Dead. It's a koozie for that. Ooh, here's one of those crocheted donuts I got in Boston. Nice. Yeah, those are fun to throw at each other because it's not messy. A peacemaker pipe that's only been used once. A pack of, you got to take their word for it, it just says this right on there, awesome crayons. So these must be really great crayons. And, oh, what a surprise, an Ash versus Evil Dead t-shirt. Ash versus Evil Dead on Stars. They're very nice to send me all this stuff. And these three people are very nice to be guests on the show today. My notes blew away, but I don't need them because I know who's here. Please give a big warm welcome to Adam Ferreira, Justin Robinson, and Mark Wahlberg. Apologies to everyone on that side that all you could see is Mark for the whole show. It's not so bad, though.
Keep water in the bomb!
I don't know what you yelled, sir, but I think it had several words. Let's meet the guests individually. Headlining all weekend here at the Tacoma Comedy Company. They're right next to Rubber Stamp Company, so you can understand my confusion.
Humor.
It's Adam Ferreira, everybody!
Thank you, Douglas.
So, okay, first question for you.
Yes.
You know that guy that plays Turtle on Entourage?
Yeah, I don't know him, we're not related.
But how do you say his name?
I think you say it Jerry.
Thank you. Moving on.
Okay.
You might know Adam from his role on Nurse Jackie program on the Showtime Network. There you go. How great is that Edie Falco?
She's a sweetheart, man. It's a lot of fun to do.
Ridiculous.
I think she's on drugs. I got to be honest with you.
So you're kind of when it comes to the scripts, you're kind of method about it. Read them.
Well,
here's
the thing. I separated my shoulder and I had to do a scene I separate my shoulder and I get the scripts for the next season. It says, Frank takes Jackie to a square dance. Of course he does. So I got a square dance. She's the drug addict and I'm flying on Vicodin. I'm chewing like they're Tic Tacs. I'm like, come on, kick that fiddle in, you son of a bitch. Let's dance.
But you got through it?
I did, yeah.
I gotta see that episode. I gotta just watch a new square dance. It's already hilarious.
They shoot me like from the waist up like Elvis because it's all ugly. I can't really move that well, so.
They got a square dancing place here downtown in Tacoma. I do not think of this as like a cowboy town. But they were all fucking in there last night just dancing away.
Yeah. Where were you?
It was the something grill, steer grill, steel? Steel,
sit.
What?
Don't
Steel
yell at me.
Creek. Steel Creek, sequel to Willow Creek.
Yeah, she's yelling, Steel Creek, what are you, ignorant? We're not from here.
But it was funny that there were so many different ideas of what it was called.
Yeah.
She had to really jump in there and give us the right one. But I guess it...
Did you dance?
I might go by there again tonight. Hell no.
No?
I periscoped for a little while. Because
cool.
I wanted to show the outside world that sort of
did
thing
happens. Did they have a bull? Did they have a mechanical bull?
Yeah, they did, but it was only dudes riding it, so that's not sexy.
Oh, okay.
Let's say hello to Justin Robinson is here, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
You You may know him as Rev Enfuego on the morning show at KISW in Seattle. Rock of Seattle.
Yeah. BJ and Migs mornings, absolutely.
Yeah, and you were on probably the last show up in this area, right, in Seattle?
Yeah, up at the Neptune.
Did you win?
No, Ken Jennings, the human robot, was there.
Let me get Ken on the phone. I meant to invite back the winner.
There's actually a sense of relief because every time I've been on, he's on and he knows everything.
Oh, I don't know what you're trying to say about the gentleman to your left and right, but if well, I were a betting man, I'd put some cash on you today.
I know movies.
And let's also say hello to, I can't believe this is like the fourth show out of five. It's Mark Wahlberg, everybody.
How you guys doing? You doing good? What's up, Toc?
You call this place Toc?
What's up?
What did you just say?
I said, what's up, Toc?
Oh. I thought you shortened Tacoma to just, what's up, Toc?
I might now. That's a badass fucking name.
What's up, you is a better question. Why are you in Tacoma?
You guys want to know why I'm fucking here? You're the first people to hear about this. We're scouting locations for Fear 2, motherfuckers.
Is it about, is your character a ghost or something? Didn't you die in Fear?
You don't know that I fucking died. It's a Mark Wahlberg movie. I never fucking die. Full title, Fear 2, : Roller Coaster of Pain.
Wait, I thought she enjoyed what you did to her on the roller coaster. That seems...
She did, but there's a lot of fucking pain that's going to be dealt out when I find that CSI motherfucker and kill him.
Oh, yeah, William Peterson played Reese Witherspoon's father in Fear.
I don't know, the dude from Manhunter, but I'm going to fucking kill his ass.
It feels like you guys really have it out for each other. Like, you really hate each other in that movie.
Me and William Peterson?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. I couldn't stand his ass. And then, you don't want to know the real secret?
Yes.
That car that I destroyed, that was really his car. And I gave it to him the day before as a gift just to fuck with him.
I was going to ask you why you don't work with the same actors and directors frequently, but now I think I know why.
They don't deserve it.
Exactly. That is exactly why. Let me make sure I covered everything I wanted to ask you guys about. Are any of you watching Westworld on HBO?
Yeah, absolutely.
You like it?
I love it.
Yeah. I watched the first episode and I was like, I can get behind this shit. Fucking killing people and beating the fuck out of people you don't like whenever you want, I'm in.
So you think you're going to vacation in Westworld?
Hell yeah, dude. Is that a possibility? Is this a documentary?
No, but, you know, we're almost there. We could probably get something like that going pretty soon. Would you do that? Would you go to an amusement park where you fuck robots?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'll fuck a robot. I don't care.
Didn't mean to throw a hardball at you, and I apologize for it turning up on Deadspin on Monday.
Well, because I figure robots would be like anybody else I'd fuck, willing.
Yeah, remember that, gentlemen. They have to be willing.
She gets it.
I think she just got it.
She's gonna fucking get it.
My trouble with the show is it's like they took a movie that's a, you know, classic Westworld where the premise is just, you know, there's a future world, a Westworld, and a medieval world, and you go in there and you just, you know, go at it with everybody and you get to kill people and have sex with them, and they're just robots. And one robot goes rogue and starts actually killing everybody, and it's a suspenseful movie about a rogue robot. But they're trying to turn it into a TV series. I don't know if it's a limited run. I assume they want it to just go for years. And every fucking week, they're just dropping all these surprises, like they're gonna back themselves into one of them lost corners any day now, where none of it's gonna make any sense.
They said that they're doing like 5 seasons already, so I hope Jesus. They have a plan. Yeah. They've already said they've mapped out 5 seasons. So as long as people will watch it, they'll put it out there.
I'm not gonna stop watching it.
5 years of robot fucking?
It's a lot of fucking, yeah.
Right. They get a lot of violence
in there.
Change
the batteries.
There's a lot of violence in there, but the idea of the show, it seems to me, is going to be more and more that these robots start to feel like real people because of how they've been programmed, and then we're supposed to feel bad for them when they realize they're not real.
I could see it turning into some weird Matrix sort of thing going on with it.
No, yeah, it's going to be a very special Westworld. The robot has feelings, and then you're fucked.
Mark?
If we're going to fucking talk about TV, can we please talk about a real show like Wahlburgers? Because that has violence and tons of surprises and will be on for definitely 5 fucking seasons, so let's get into it.
Are there robots on it?
What's that?
Are there robots on Wahlburgers?
You know what? You want a fucking robot? I saw Rocky IV. Let's bring a fucking robot into it.
Nice.
Robots are never a good idea. The robot is why all those kids got launched into space in the movie Space Camp. Joaquin Phoenix, then Leaf Phoenix. Sweet switch to Joaquin from Leaf. He did the right thing. But he was a little kid and he had a friendly robot friend that thought he was trying to do him a favor by sending him and all the other kids out into space. The movie didn't do very well at the box office because it came out like 2 months after the Challenger exploded. It was real shit timing.
I'm going to be honest. Are we in the middle of a game right now?
Yes. This game is called Who the Fuck Knows What Space Camp Is? It had Leah Thompson. It had Tate Donovan. Do I need to go on? Star-studded, this motherfucking movie. All right. What was the last movie you guys saw? Who wants to go first?
Last movie I saw, I told you backstage, was... Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory.
Great choice.
Gene Wilder passed away. They put it at the little theater at my house, and we went and saw it again, and it was just as good as it was last time. So that's the last movie I saw.
That movie holds up. I mean, especially when Gene Wilder's around. Every minute he's on screen is electric and fun. And he
had to talk the director into doing the opening where he did the flip, and he had to talk him into it, and he kept it in. And I still get scared when the big German kid gets stuck in the tube.
You get scared?
I always get scared. I'm like, oh, fine.
Do you have a lot of plumbing issues?
I know. I'm like, oh, fuck, he's getting area in the face when you see this. Oh, shit. And I'm a grown-ass man, and it still scares me.
I think the boat ride right after it's supposed to be the scary part.
Yeah.
The end of that movie is the fucking best fucking thing ever, too.
Flying elevator?
Yeah, when he looks at the little guy, and he's like, do you know what happened to the man who got everything he ever wanted? And then whenever that part comes on, I go, do you know what happened to the man who got everything he ever wanted? His name wasn't Donnie. And then Donnie cries and runs up to his fucking room. I love that part.
Justin, what was the last motion picture that you witnessed with your eyes?
I just talked about it, but it was Westworld.
That's not a motion picture, you weirdo.
What? Yeah, the old 70s one. Yeah, with,
you went back and watched it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, see, I haven't done that. So when I was saying that this new show isn't as fun as that movie, you can settle that score right now. Is the movie fun or is it kind of slow?
The movie is super slow because it's in the 70s and it's still a Western and all Westerns are slow, but it's still cool because, I mean...
You never saw Westworld, obviously. Wild, wild Westworld.
I saw that one, too.
Fast as fuck,
it's good. But yeah, so Westworld was... But anyway...
I don't know what just happened.
I don't either. But Westworld was fun because it's Jurassic Park and the Terminator all, you know, before those were things. So you could see how those actually brought forward all of those.
Right. I saw a tweet where somebody wrote that they were saying like, oh, I get it. Westworld is just like a ripoff of Jurassic Park. And I was like, motherfucker, Jurassic Park was a ripoff of Westworld. I could barely say it, but good thing I was Good thing I was typing at the time. So you could stutter all you want as long as your fingers are in control. But yeah, I'm not completely on board with the Westworld movie. And the Westworld movie I haven't seen in a long time. But when I see this TV series, I'm like, why do they have to drag this out for season after season?
Yeah, because it's not going to be that. It's going to be some weird different concept using the same name as they do all the time now.
Oh, you think it's going to be like American Horror Story where each season is a different cast? Different set of robots?
That'd be kind of cool, but no. I just think it's going to not be just some weird part going crazy.
Right.
So they've got to put more into it, and they're trying to seed all of those different things in with it.
I forget what happened in Future World, the actual sequel to Westworld.
I don't remember that one, because all I remember... Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I just remember the other two worlds were Medieval World in the movie, and then Roman World. Yeah, Roman World, which... basically it's just an excuse to fuck. Like, everyone's just banging all the time and they make no illusion.
Yeah, yeah, Roman World is just like, instead of shooting people, you have to wrestle.
There's a lot of it.
That's not fun. I don't want to wrestle a robot. Mark, what about you? What was the last motion picture you saw?
Well, the fucking TV broke on my fucking private jet on the way here. And I got stuck watching the new and completely fucking shitty Point Break. It's just a fucking GoPro commercial. Why the fuck?
Did everybody see that? Why'd you all groan? Like, you like that movie?
No.
Okay, good. You were agreeing with him.
It's like a collection of dudes that wish they were me trying to make a fucking movie.
That's a tough life, wishing you were you.
The original's so much fucking better, just on Busey alone. I got in a knife fight with Gary
what?
Busey. Yeah, I once got in a fucking knife fight. It was a butter knife fight, and it was fucking awesome.
Hey, boy, watch that knife!
What started the fight?
What's that?
What started the fight?
He was trying to eat a dinner roll, and I'm like, you don't need those fucking carbs, Gary.
Right. And was he going for the butter?
It was the 1999 White House Correspondents' Dinner, and that motherfucker... Right. That motherfucker kept eating these rolls, and I'm like, you eat one more fucking roll, and I will butter knife fight the shit out of you. And then Donnie was like, please don't do it. And I'm like, Donnie, you're lucky you're even fucking here right now.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised that he got a ticket to that dinner.
Oh my God. Donnie fucking spent 2 hours trying to tell people he could pull the tablecloth out without messing up their table. He ruined 9 fucking tables. And then they were like, do you know this guy? And I'm like, nobody knows this guy.
So mean to Donnie.
It's just the facts, Jack.
You know who else is mean? Statler and Waldorf. I love a comedy club that wants you just to remember those two old puppets and how, like, it's funny to tell an audience, don't heckle, but remember these guys? Remember how great they were at it? You don't do it. You're not allowed. I saw a movie I saw it a long time ago at a festival, but it's on Netflix now, and I wanted to recommend it, and it's called Man vs. Snake. And
a love story?
No, no subtitle. It's just Man vs. Snake, or actually it might have a colon and a subtitle now that I think of it. But check it out, Man vs. Snake. It's all about a guy who set the world record on the video game Gobbler. Nibbler.
Nibbler.
You start with Nibbler, and then if you get good, you graduate to Gobbler.
Yeah. So yeah, the guy is really good at Nibbler, and it's a game that most people don't know or remember, but it's a really fast-paced game, but if you learn the patterns, you can be good at it, and this guy is one of several people who has set records by playing it for days on end. And it's just the people in this documentary. It's kind of like the King of Kong documentary. It's almost like a cousin to that movie.
And it's really super fun. And I was thinking of it today because I spent some time over at Dorky's.
Oh, nice.
Barcades are popping up everywhere, but you guys have had one for a while, and it's really good because it's like, it's, you walk in there, if you go in there with an idea of an old video game you want to play or the idea of an old pinball machine you want to play, there's a really good chance that that game is going to be in there, and, you know, and probably, you know, broken with a sign on it. But no, everything, they keep everything working pretty well. Like, I only had a couple issues with a couple of the pinball games, had like, you know, little things that didn't work right, or it would shut down if I was doing too good. But but Dorky's like gotten to some sort of, there was some sort of issue where people were boycotting it like a couple of years ago. Did that all blow over?
They're racist.
One guy still, they're racist. some sort of incident happened where somebody said the N-word or something, and but I gotta tell you, man, I love Dorky's. I hate racism, but man, they've got a really good, they got Funhouse in there. They've got...
If you get a pepperoni pizza, they cut it with little Pac-Mans, little pepperonis into little Pac-Mans. It's worth it for that alone.
My picture's already on the wall smoking a blunt.
That makes the racism okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But I read a whole article about the incident, and it sounded like it was something that was kind of blown out of proportion. Like the owner's like a foreign guy who just didn't know, you know, what words to use.
No, he's a white guy. He's a white guy.
Oh, he's white?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he has a mullet. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, everything kind of fit.
But there was like a protest going on outside his place, and there, you know, and it was frustrating to him, and he started yelling at people or something.
Yeah, they were blocking traffic. He was yelling.
Right. Did he ever like do an apology or anything?
Yeah, Facebook apology, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's the perfect place for it.
Yeah, it was right on there.
Totally forgiven.
Pretty sure he meant it.
If he said it on Facebook, what are you gonna do? How old was he?
40s.
I was going to do the old people are racist excuse, but...
Well, not you.
It's not going to work. Statler and Waldorf are so polite up there. They never say a word. They also don't look at us. I also have to say, it's kind of charming that the club is like, hey, look over here. Like, they keep a light on them the whole time. The focus does not need to be on the comedian. Check out these other things. There's also a light back there over the bar that changes color every few minutes. If I was doing stand-up here, it would drive me nuts. It's still going to drive me nuts. Either way, Bert Kreischer, turn off the show, because this is the part where I say, let the games begin. All right, hey, Mark, could you just wait until I ask you? Gentlemen, pick your name tags. Select who you'd like to play for. Oh, they're the lights. Thank you, Tacoma Comedy Club. Select who you'd like to play for, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you by Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, an original series from Adult Swim. It's a workplace comedy set in hell, literal hell, where cube-dwelling demons grapple with love, sex, religion, technology, and dealing with the world's shittiest boss, all while having to stab some unfortunate soul in the scrotum to the tune of All-Star by Smash Mouth. Is there another all-star? Created by Dave Willis of Aqua Teen and Casper Kelly, who did Too Many Cooks, Season 3 premieres October 23rd at 11:30 p.m. on Adult Swim, and you can catch up on Seasons 1 and 2 at AdultSwim.com. It was nominated for an Emmy, but it lost to Rob Corddry. I think it lost to Rob Corddry. Watch it anyway. Your pretty face is going to hell.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Look at that. A big box of donuts courtesy of Mr. Wahlberg. Who are you playing for, Mark?
This is a fucking hand painted painting. Katie and the Tramp.
And if I'm not mistaken, she put in Lady's face, she kind of gave her more of a human face on that dog, like how she looks. Is that how you look, Katie?
I like the spaghetti.
Right? Isn't that trippy? I wish there was a Snapchat where you could take a dog and put a person face on it.
She looks, I'm going to be honest, no offense, Katie, but for the listener at home, the dog looks like it's transitioning into a lady while having balding clown hair.
No offense.
At all. Look at their fucking noodle, dude.
Yeah.
The noodles are marijuana cigarettes, I believe.
Yes, they are.
You can't really do that scene with a marijuana cigarette. One of you would have to have the end on, that's on fire. What do you got there, Justin?
I am Iron Dan.
Iron Dan. Really craftsy, that one. It's a white cardboard paper with a string of lights on it and an Iron Man on there and then a ton of candies.
Ton of candy. They know the way to get to the heart of the fat guy / diabetic is to get all of the candy.
Are you going to enjoy those candies?
I very well may.
Because I never eat anything that's been taped to something.
Nah.
It's just one of my life rules.
It's in the packaging. I'm hedging my bets at this point.
Yeah,
maybe I'll just save it for Halloween candy for the kids that come around my house this year.
It would be weird if they just taped some loose duds to something. You definitely wouldn't eat those. These are nice little boxes, tiny boxes.
Yeah, eat candy that comes from strangers. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
That's how that works. It's a holiday tradition.
They might have weed in them. Does the candy have weed in them, Dan? No. Dan is like five people over there. Dan is a collective. Hey, Mark, can you just snap those J's off of there and pass them down to me?
Fucking A right, dude.
Yeah, because you can't pollute yourself with that kind of thing.
I don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need performance-enhancing drugs. Well, that's another album title for me, Performance-Enhancing Doug.
That's good.
Wow.
Thought of another one on a recent show, Comfort Doug. All right, so what do you got there, Adam?
I have the Darren Knight Rises with the... I picked it because he's obviously on a budget. And it's a nice homeless motif you went to.
It should say at the bottom, can I have some change?
Yeah, God bless you.
You know where it's hard to get changes out in front of dorkies? Like where the people coming out of there have spent all their change. Plus, they're racist.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that the whole thing had blown over and everybody had a great sense of humor about it.
Nah.
Because I want to go back there tonight. Instead, now I got to make a sign, Dorkies is racist, and march around. What a shitty Saturday night I'm going to have. So it's the cardboard is taped to a, you should say, a Bane mask.
Yeah, which yeah. I'm not putting on.
And yeah, the Bane masks have made it to stage in the past, and I put one on once, and I regret it.
I can smell it from here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's shaped like a jockstrap. It's like you're holding a rubber jockstrap. I'm gonna slip that thing on, yeah. Bane's jowls were
that's
just
right.
shaped just like balls,
a
apparently.
Hat or support. You choose.
Yeah, there you go. Excellent choice. And then we have some donuts on the stage
yep.
that Mark brought up here, and they look very fancy. I think they're from, is it a place right here downtown, Donut House?
Yeah.
Or House Donuts?
House of Donuts?
Yeah.
House Donuts just is a totally different thing. They play really intense music. Quiet! I'm trying to eat a donut! So we have the donuts on the stage, and we like to throw them into the crowd, but I thought today it might be fun to do it if at the end of the show, if time permits, because the listeners probably think that part isn't that much fun.
Okay.
It's more for the live audience. We got to do it, because you guys want it. I mean, who here does not want to get hit in the face with a donut?
Me.
All right, you're in the front row. You're in good shape. You'll be all right. I'm going to hit you so hard.
Yeah, dude. Doug. Did this dude just say no?
What?
He did.
You're going to look me in the fucking eye and say that if Mark Wahlberg puts something in your face, you don't want it? The answer is I'm an American. I do fucking want it. Then you say thank you, and I don't say a fucking word.
He accepts his fate.
It's destiny, bro.
That'll be fun. At the end of the show, each of us will pick up a donut and throw them at you all at the same time.
And I go last so that you're primed to handle it.
I said at the same time.
And then I'll go again last.
I thought you guys were wearing costumes up front, but now I realize that the entire city of Tacoma is Team Zazoo. I throw a movie reference in every once in a while. It's kind of the theme of the podcast. All right, here we go.
What?
Oh, yeah, we don't know what these guys brought for the prize bag. Thank you very much. What do you got for the prize bag, Mark? Adam is already looking around like, what?
Fuck. Donuts.
Wait, you got like...
I got a DVD in the back I can go get.
Yeah, you want to go grab one? We'll talk to Mark while you go get that.
Don't put that on.
I'm not going to put that on. Mark, what'd you bring?
I brought fucking treats. I brought them for two reasons. They're called... Shit. They're called Stroop Waffles. A Stroop Waffle.
Yeah, it's like a Scandinavian treat. It's like a thin, sugary waffle.
Yeah, that's the key fucking word, sugar. So I'm not fucking eating this shit. And I brought two. One, because I'm not gonna eat it. And two, because neither is Donnie. So nobody... Neither one of us get a fucking Stroop Waffle. Now, maybe you are gearing up for the next season of Biggest Loser and you don't care about yourself. You can enjoy these.
Did Donnie want to eat one?
No, Donnie doesn't get to eat one.
Okay. Guess we don't need to know that.
You kidding me?
He might not have wanted it.
Oh, bullshit. I have to hide the fucking Halloween candy. We get those mixed bags, and he digs through all the Snickers and Kit Kats. And I'm like, Donnie, I swear to fucking God. I told him, I'm like, you want to eat the Milky Ways? I don't care. Nobody likes that shit, but don't eat the fucking Snickers.
That's all you brought for the prize bag is two Stroop Waffles?
He's got two Lady and the Tramp joints you can put in there.
That's true.
I brought two Stroop Waffles that were touched by Mark Wahlberg. They're fucking...
Maybe you should sign one of them.
I will. I'll sign anything. You know what? Win or lose, bust a tit out, we'll sign that shit. And that goes for dudes more than it goes for girls.
Well, it's easier to ride on a man's chest. It's a flatter surface.
Woo!
Yeah, all right.
M-A-R-K.
Yeah, help him out.
Well,
isn't it confusing that the Berg is B-E?
RG, but the Wahlburgers is... Never mind. I guess you worked all that out. It's no big deal.
We're golden, dude.
What do you got for the bag, Justin?
Decide on a Halloween theme. So start off with a pop Funko that is Pinhead.
Ooh. He's never looked cuter.
Yeah. Pure evil.
I never like Pinhead, not because he's scary, because I worry for him. I worry that he's going to trip and fall down, and all those pins are going to go into his, further into his head.
It always looked like an evil guy that ran out in the middle of acupuncture. Just, fuck, it doesn't work! This shit hurts!
And from my own video collection, because I found him lying around, the original Saw. So, that's a real movie.
I never saw Saw.
You never see Saw?
I did not see Saw.
Oh.
I'm an adult. I do not see Saw.
And then the other one is called BedtimeScaries.com. That's a movie.
.com is in the movie title?
It's a movie title. I don't know if it's a working web address.
All somebody right. Google it.
Wait, dude, are you giving somebody a website?
Pass me that Funk Popo.
Funk Popo.
Yeah. What do you got there, Adam?
I forgot, so I just grabbed one of my DVDs from the bag. This was my a Comedy Central special. This is my third one called Funny as Hell, and it's signed by Mark Wahlberg, so
fuck
Mark
yeah,
is going to sign that for you.
I'll sign that but shit. It's funny as hell.
I'd like to put this in the prize bag.
So thank you very much.
Thank you. And a Bane mask I have that can be used as a jock strap if needs be.
I bet you it's Andre the Giant's jockstrap. I bet you that guy wants it back. Do you want your Bane mask back?
Yeah, you signed it for me last time.
Oh, I signed it last time.
That's the same one. That's the same one that creeped you out the first time.
I didn't put it on that time, though, did I?
No.
Nope. It was in another city that I put one on. I had already learned my lesson by the time I got to that one. I know, you said you sanitized it 3 times now. It's like fucking Beetlejuice is going to appear. There's a good Beetlejuice poster over there that didn't really get seen, so I want to give him credit. What'd you change it to?
Beetle Jason.
That's cool.
Okay.
You know, Jason. What was the Throw Mama from the train? I didn't see that one.
Oh, there's a Throw Mama?
Is there? I can't see it. What does it say?
Throw Mama from the Shane.
That's cool.
Wow. Shane's getting some mama action.
That's good.
For the listener at home, he's holding his sign upside down.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know it. He's like a dude from Stranger Things trying to promote a movie.
All right, so all of that, that's all the stuff for the prize bag. And thanks to everybody who brought name tags, but these three, Dan and Katie and...
Darren.
Come out of the shadows, Darren.
I sanitized it. It's clean. I cleaned the shadows.
This first game we're going to play is called Live, Die, Repeat. People love it for no good reason. I'm going to say the title of a motion picture. The first one of you that repeats it back correctly wins. Adams likes to say he's not good at these games. I want to give him one chance.
Okay, good.
I want to give him a shot here. This is a game that I'll always whip out when Bert Kreischer is on.
I still don't understand what I'm supposed to do, but go ahead.
I'm going to say the title of a film.
Got it.
First one of you that repeats it back correctly.
Right.
Wins.
Difficulty level has gone down since I've been on before. It's like Ken Jennings leaves and you just...
Doug, you ready?
It's just, I know it's coming, but you got this evil
ready for
thing.
What?
It back correctly.
God damn it.
Let's fucking do this, Katie. Let's fucking do this.
You don't score any points by being intimidating to me.
You said whoever repeats it back correctly first wins. I said it back correctly, motherfucker. Let's
right.
do this.
But if the correctly part is just correctly, all you have to say is it back, so technically you lose.
Shit. It back.
And then neither of us.
Okay, that time you won. See, that's a good lesson for everybody. Resiliency. Just keep trying. Doesn't matter how stupid what you're doing is.
I tell Donnie every
day. You just got to keep doing it. Okay, you ready?
Good.
Bless you, sneezer in the audience.
Bless you,
sneezer,
in the
sneezer in the audience.
For the record, I
Did
won.
I win? Oh, I won.
It was close. It was like the room suddenly had an echo.
I was locked in.
All right, here we go. This is, here, I don't want to say more words. That's...
You're right, freaking me
go.
Out,
I don't.
Man.
I don't want to say no more words. I don't want to just...
You got this, man. You got this.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
For the listener at home, you know who won.
That was close. Let's do another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Days of Wine and Roses.
Days of Wine and Roses. Seriously.
Keanu. Mark won that one.
I was done before you fuckers even started, bro.
All right, so Mark won that game, sort of. Just means he gets to go first in the next game. And, you know, we're working up to a difficult game. I like to think this one is not difficult at all, but some guests have proven me wrong. It's time for ABCD's Nuts. This is a spelling game where I take something that we're going to go through letter by letter, essentially spelling it. And all you gotta do, Adam, when it's your turn, I'll tell you a letter, and
Good.
You name any movie that begins with that letter.
Okay.
Movies that begin with the, begin with T. That mm-hmm. sounds condescending to say that to you. But for some reason, some people don't think so.
I understand.
Some people think Godfather, The Godfather, starts
begins
with G.
A G. Yeah.
I Not in this game.
Okay.
Not in my world. What else does he need to know? Justin and Mark have played this before.
All right.
That's about it.
So we'll start with Mark, and then we'll go to Justin, and then to Adam.
Got it.
That's the correct answer.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. I have mixed feelings about you, but you're right.
Should I ask him what's going to happen?
Helpful slash hurtful. If you match, because it could be a surprise when they match me. If you say the same movie I wrote down ahead of time, then you win the whole game automatically.
Got it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
He's not going to respond. It's one. The people have one time. It's like what Mark says. You get one. We're going to spell, because it was apparently filmed in Tacoma and Pierce County. Classic motion picture called Three Detectives. Nick Nolte, Martin Short, and some kid, right? Everyone's like, whatever,
that
man.
That was shot here?
What?
Damn.
Yeah. Is there... Yeah.
Three fugitives?
You're right. It's not three detectives. They were virtually the opposite of detectives. They were fugitives.
Does it really say fugitives on the paper?
Yeah.
So it's not a spelling question, it's a reading question.
I mean, it's all written down correctly. I just said three detectives because sometimes you just think of a great idea for a movie. Nick Nolte, Martin Short, and a little kid, they're all detectives.
And that shot in Tacoma?
Let's shoot it in Tacoma.
Okay.
Three fugitives. T, Mark. Any movie that begins with T.
The Godfather.
I went with The Perfect Storm. That's right, one of your own films.
Love the girl, but I love to fish.
I'm gonna cry. He's sitting right there. Justin, your letter is H.
How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Oh. I went with Hard Rain.
Hard Rain.
Hard Rain. Which I don't think, wouldn't you just call that?
It's gotta hurt.
Hail.
Hail, yeah.
Hail, starring Christian Slater. They were right, Hard Rain is better.
Yeah.
Your letter is R. Adam, yeah, R. Just any movie begins with R.
Ransom.
There you go, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, yeah.
Yeah. I went with Rain of Fire.
Again with the rain.
Yeah, you seem to be noticing a theme emerging.
In the Pacific Northwest. It's very apropos.
Maybe. I can't even read this next one. Hang on. Oh, I got it. I got it. Okay, Mark.
My letter is E.
Yeah.
Ender's Game.
There you go.
I know I didn't win the fucking game, guys.
You're still in it, though. That's the important thing. I went with Eye of the Hurricane from 2012. I think it's about a boxer. Denzel was in a movie called... anyway.
I was gonna say, is that Reuben Carter? Reuben Carter in the Rain.
Next E for Justin.
Enter the Dragon.
Ah, good one. I went with Earthquake. Ah, because there's no other E movies with rain in them. F is your letter, Adam.
Final Rain.
Now you're just making up the name of a thing. All right, you're out. Final Rain sounds like a faith-based drama that I do not want to watch.
Let it rain, Lord!
This, not only did I call it Three Detectives, looking at it now, there's several letters that I didn't pick a movie for. Let me just do this really quick.
Can I give you an F movie?
Well, let me write some things in here and these ones I didn't pick. They won't be in the rain theme at all. Okay, we're good. So we're up to F, and oh, and you said Final Rain.
How about
that's your final rain answer.
I have another answer. Flawless.
There you go.
Yeah, Flawless was with De Niro.
Yeah, it's too bad you didn't say that first. I went with Feeling Minnesota. Again, no rain, but I'm going to be performing in Minneapolis on November 5th.
You for Mark.
U571.
Oh, that's got water in it. I went, you got to figure there's some water here. Underworld. There's like a dripping,
yeah,
wet kind of. Yeah, there you go. G.
Gremlins.
Oh. I just wrote down one because that's one of the ones I missed.
I was kind of hoping that.
Get Smart.
Damn.
Oh, that's good.
I for Adam.
I? For me? Oh, no. Inspector Gadget. I read the book. It's fabulous.
Is it?
Yes.
I went with Into the Storm.
Into the Storm, okay.
Yeah. Into the Perfect Storm. Mark T.
The Life of Pi.
There's some rain in there, for sure.
I said, are you shaking your head at? You want to hit with a donut now?
The Day After Tomorrow.
Mm.
Inception.
iRobot.
Is there rain in iRobot?
I had robots on my mind.
Oh.
That's the one I just wrote down.
That's what you're talking about.
V.
V?
Yeah. Is for
Vendetta.
Pretty obvious answer.
Yeah. It
keeps you in the game.
All right.
Volcano.
Okay.
Yeah. It rained lava in Volcano. We got two letters left. Mark E. Marky.
What?
Nothing.
I'm gonna go with a fucking classic. Arnold Schwarzenegger's Eraser.
Yeah. That's the movie where he shoots an alligator and says, "Your luggage." And I've always been like, I wish I'd been there to help them punch that movie up, because the line for that situation is, "See you later, alligator."
That's fucking true.
Was that the one with Tom Arnold?
What?
Is that the Tom Arnold one? Was that the Eraser?
No, he's in True Lies. With
True Lies.
Yeah. I went with, for my E, I went for Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's kind of rainy in that movie.
Was it?
No.
No, okay.
It's really, really sunny every day. Takes place in Philadelphia. I know, that's a TV reference, not a movie reference, so you don't have to laugh at it. You guys are really strict.
I got it.
Who gets S?
I do.
That's you?
Yeah.
Big Finish.
Sliver.
Tried to keep with the theme of...
You don't even keep with the theme.
I tried to keep with the theme. What's your answer?
I'm still singing Sliver.
Singing in the Rain.
There you go.
Nobody wins. Congratulations. Oh, but you know what we have enough time for? We have enough time to pelt this gentleman in the front row. But before we do that, before he puts on his... Yeah, exactly. your name tag is not going to help you. What was your name tag? What was that? A Lost in Translation? But it's me sitting on the bed instead of Bill Murray? And what does it say the title is? It still says Lost in Translation?
Austin. Translation.
Why didn't you put your face on there? There's no reason to suck up to me. I don't pick name tags. Yeah. Yeah, no, you did not know who's going to be here. This is a tightly kept secret. I keep waiting for WikiLeaks to fuck it up.
Even if WikiLeaks got that, they can't read it.
They can't.
Do you write just, with your feet?
I do. I just put a pen between my toes and I go, go, go. All right, let's play to 2 points, so a couple rounds at least. Of Last Man Stanton. Now this, compared to the other games, is, you know, actually takes some effort.
Thank you.
Yeah, Adam's gonna be back at 8 o'clock and 10, what's the late show? 10?
Is it 10?
10?
10, yeah.
Okay. Who's coming back to see him tonight? Do his stand-up here in this very room. I knew it.
Thank you.
I knew there'd be some. All right, so here's how this game works, Adam.
Good.
The other fellas have played this game before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get the name of an actor or actress. We're all going to take turns naming that person, that person's films.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't think of one, you're out.
Got
but
it.
In each round, your name tag can be your lifeline. You can go to your name tag one time.
I'm so fucked.
In each round.
I am so fucked.
You know what, though? At least it's sanitized.
Okay, yeah.
He may not know the answers, but he gave you a clean, used mask.
Okay, cool.
I love yeah. clean, used needles and clean, used condoms.
That's nice.
As long as you sanitize them.
Yeah. I washed the condom out. What's wrong?
Yeah.
I soaked it in hot water for over an hour. It
gets bigger when you do that, so there's a lot to live up to.
Turns into a magnum.
Blame it on the rain.
I don't know what's happening anymore. Oh, so take turns, use a lifeline. First person out in the first round gets to pick the actor for the next round, or okay. actress. Anybody you want, so you could really go strategic. Like if I were you, Adam, I don't know. I'm not sure. I know all the movies you've been in, so you could say your own name and kill us.
Thanks.
You can try, bro. You can fucking try.
Okay, I gotta make one. You can't pick your own name, Mark.
Thank
if
you.
You,
I'm not.
Because you'd be, that's not fair.
I know.
Isn't it? Because I'm pretty sure every fucking person has seen all my movies.
Contraband?
Fuck yeah, dude. The one where I was the only person who brought a gun? That was fucking awesome.
I know, especially coming hot off of Two Guns where everybody brought a gun.
That movie was fucking good too. We were in a truck running into each other. It was awesome.
Yeah, you both spun out into each other so that your two passenger door, or not passenger, your driver door came right up next to each other. Did you high five or fist bump when that happened?
Fuck, you know what? They cut it out. I go, what's up, dude from Devil in the Blue Dress? And then we fucking high five.
I can't believe they cut that out. That seems like a weird move. You're like a fourth wall breaker.
I'll break anything.
A fourth wall burger. All right.
Oh, I'm gonna steal.
Boo! Yeah, so you get to pick the name if you fall out first in a round, and I like to play along because I don't know what any of this ahead of time. I pick somebody on Twitter that's very confident they have a good name for us. Where is the TJ Squire? Front row center.
There you go.
It often happens that way. The one I pick is somebody that's also so gung-ho. How early did you get here today to get that front row seat?
Second in line.
Behind the guy with that. I met you out front earlier. I came by at 2:00 to do sound check. He's sitting out front masturbating. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like sanitizing this mask. LRT. Locker room talk. All right, dude. What's your real name? TJ? Oh, sorry. I'm still talking to the Bane mask over there.
Jeff Goldblum, because it's his birthday.
It's Jeff Goldblum's birthday today? Okay. I think he leans right into it and goes full Goldblum. But you can never be absolutely sure. So Mark won the last game where there was a winner, which was just saying back Keanu the fastest.
Crushed it.
Yeah. So you get to go first, and then I'll go, then Adam, then Justin, and in that order. If you can't think of one, you're out. But don't forget about your lifeline, which you could use at any point. The films of Jeff Glumenberg, Goldblumenstein, Meyer.
It's Mr. Rosen.
Go, Mark.
Jurassic Park.
I don't, that's crazy that you were able to think of that with a Jurassic Park poster sitting right in front of you. Justin!
Independence Day?
Oh, did I say I was going to go second?
Yeah.
Fuck it. No, you know what? I should go second. Independence Day.
What? That's all I got, man.
I'm just joking around. It's cool. Adam?
The Fly?
Uh-huh. I'm going to say Earth Girls Are Easy.
Independence Day Resurgence.
You're so proud of yourself remembering that insurgence part.
Fucking A, dude. I've been working on my extra title words.
Subtitles?
Shit, I got to do all the subtitles in the movie? I only saw it once.
Do they have subtitles in the Independence Day movies? I think it's all just Americans fighting the aliens.
Mm. You don't get to hear it should be.
The way it fucking should be.
Justin?
You too, huh?
Yeah, I got nothing. Yeah.
I was just wondering what Sadler and Waldorf were thinking. These are the stupidest people I've ever seen. Oh yeah, you've never looked at your own dick. Why are you yelling stuff? Don't yell stuff, but Lifeline, use your Lifeline.
Lifeline, Dan. Big Chill.
He says the Big Chill.
Thank you, Dan. Good.
Good one. Adam, do you have another Jeff Goldblum, or do you have to go to your...
I think I got
to
go to...
Lifey Life.
The Pillow Thief, it was a play I saw him in. So
saw him in a play, yeah, the Pillow Man?
The Pillow, yeah, but that doesn't count.
Was it good?
I fell asleep.
Pillow Man, get
yeah,
it?
That was it. What?
Life Aquatic.
Oh. I can't hear.
Life Aquatic.
Life Aquatic.
What's the full title?
What's the full title? The Life Aquatic?
There are literally 19 people saying the fucking yeah. title.
What?
Say
please,
that.
Please repeat that.
The Life Aquatic with what? Aha! The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Yeah, close enough.
Close enough.
Zissou!
Zissou!
Steve Zissou!
I didn't want to make him angry. I don't know what he's capable of.
I mean, I made a joke earlier about how they look like they're from, that they are Team Zissou. And we're sitting around wondering how it's pronounced. All right, good job. Stevie Zissou. Which is what I call Steve Renazizi. Stevie Zizi. I'm going to go with, for Mr. Jeff Goldblum, he has one line in a motion picture, and it's, I forgot my mantra, and it's called Annie Hall.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. What is the name of this fucking movie? Katie, I might have to go to you. And I
yeah,
usually
go to Katie for now. You might be able to come back yeah. later. Like, there might be a movie that has a sequel that comes up or something. You never know. You never know what's going to remind you of a it's possible that, answer.
It's that what movie you, where he seems like...
What do you have, Katie?
Holy Man.
Holy Man. Wow. Interesting. See, that helped me to think of another shitty comedy he was in. I'm very excited that I thought of it. All right, so you're good, Mark.
I guess, because I thought of that title the moment she fucking started talking. But still, I love you, Katie. Way to fucking go.
All right, Justin's the only one who hasn't used his lifeline yet.
I totally used it.
Why can't you just let me...
I don't know, yeah. Why
give you the break that you deserve.
This?
I'm trying to make you... this is a rigged competition. All right, so everybody's used their lifeline.
Yep.
Go ahead, Justin.
I haven't seen it in a while, and I really think he's actually in it, so
he
I'm kind of
hoping.
He should
be if he's not.
Exactly.
What movie doesn't need a little Goldblum?
The Warriors?
The Warriors?
No, I thought maybe it was like a young Jeff Goldblum.
You're
been
out.
Part of it.
He was in the
You're
Warriors.
Out.
I know that. I don't know. That's why I said I wasn't
You're
sure.
Out.
I thought it's maybe. Yeah,
you're sure
You're
he's
out.
Not in the Warriors?
I'm not sure he's not in the
Get
Warriors.
Get out.
Stop it.
JFK would have been a better guess.
Yeah, what are you doing?
JFK.
Yeah.
No.
Shit.
Was he in Shark Tale? No, he wasn't in fucking Shark Tale.
Are you testing some answers?
No, I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got.
You're
got,
tapping?
I got nothing. I'm trying to think right. what else he's been.
The it's, one I thought
I can go
of,
back to him again.
All right. Well, Justin fell out first, so he gets to pick the next round. But okay. I'm going to go with the one I thought of when Holy Man came up.
Mm.
Is a Hugh Grant vehicle where he was his best friend called 9 Months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I forgot you're good at this shit.
Mark?
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
I really thought he was Warriors.
No, you didn't. What was?
You guys are gonna kill yourself.
Warriors.
Hang on, I still have another.
That was
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Maybe. It's a gang movie.
He was Cyrus. They shot Cyrus.
All right, it's my turn, and I'm going to say, while looking to see if you guys kick yourselves, Jurassic Park, The Lost World. I flipped him? All right. I hear you. Mark?
Was he an...
You can do this. Are you gonna say Silverado?
No, I don't. When I have a microphone,
there's
and you're
always
in the stands,
somebody that gets too excited, doesn't understand how game shows work.
Right.
See,
I'm up here. You're down there. You don't get to talk to me. Here we go. Was he in Royal Tenenbaums?
I don't think so.
God damn it.
You still win this game anyway, because you lasted the longest.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I fucked up the Jurassic Park thing. He was in a thing called Mr. North, I think.
Yep.
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 And what else did we miss?
We missed a lot.
Buckaroo Banzai, yeah.
Buckaroo Banzai across his very adventures good. Across the eighth dimension. Oh, Transylvania 6500. I said Earth Girls Are Easy!
The Fly! Shut up.
I said The Fly.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That was a good, that was one of my favorite
really
versions of that, yeah. He's in Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie? That's funny. I never saw that because Tim and Eric movies, every other image makes me want to wish I'd never started watching. They have the creepiest imagery in their stuff. All right, well, I think we all did a great job on Jeff Goldblum. Congratulations to everybody. But Mark wins that round, and we're playing at 2 points, and we've got 15 minutes to play with. Of course, donut tossing will occur as soon as we're done. What's that? You okay? Oh, she wants... People always start asking for Mark to do some lines, but we're on a tight schedule right now. Lines and donuts will be time permitting at the end. All right, so Mark won that round. So Justin gets to pick any actor or actress because he fell out first.
So we were talking about Westworld.
Uh-huh.
But then Mark said Wild West World.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking Will Smith.
All right. Nobody needs to do anything tomorrow, right? We're going to be here all fucking night. This is a speed round. Just to get through this, because Will Smith, who doesn't know every Will Smith movie? I just thought of one I can't remember the title of. All right, so we'll go Justin, Mark, me, Adam. Go, Justin.
Men in Black.
Don't forget about your lifeline.
You said Men in Black?
Yeah,
yes,
that's what
it
he
is.
Said.
Wild Wild West.
I'll go Men in Black 2.
Independence Day.
Concussion. The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Men in Black 3.
6 degrees separation.
Woo.
I, Robot. Ali.
No.
Yeah. I'm Legend.
Ah, you're another fuck. Oh, shit. I'm not going back there yet.
You could do it.
I know.
Come on.
I'm going. Who's the one? It's not, happy?
There's no reason for you to.
Happiness?
There's no reason for you to kill yourself over this.
Happiness?
Do you want to use your lifeline?
Yeah. Brother man.
What do you got, dude?
The pursuit of happiness. I was close.
There you
the
go.
Pursuit of happiness. Yeah, I was close.
And how is happiness spelled?
What? Be with an H?
Yeah, with an H.
With an H?
They spell it wrong with an H, happiness.
They do?
In the title, yes.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's a visual joke on mm-hmm. on an audio medium.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So is having name tags.
That's true.
And donuts.
But at least they're sanitized.
Where are we at, Justin?
Yeah, After Earth.
Oh, yeah.
After Earth?
After Earth. Not Earth, you guys. Come on. Mark?
Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that. Bad Boys 2.
Ah, fuck you, too.
Back to you,
yeah.
Adam. You used your lifeline.
I did. It's looking grim.
I don't know if we said any ones that have a sequel. But if you just concentrate, if you just try to hone in on, if you just pretend there's an eye chart in front of you and just really look at it and... Three, two, one... Okay, Adam's out for this round, he could come back. We're playing at 2 points. Justin. Okay.
Focus.
Correct.
Yay.
Mark.
You're out?
No,
he said focus.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Lifeline.
Katie.
Shark Tale.
Shark Tale. That already came up earlier, didn't it, Adam?
Wow.
Wasn't it you that said it?
It's me.
Making fun of my warriors. See, that's what happens.
It's true.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It's my fault.
I'm going to go with Suicide Squad.
Oh, very good.
Justin.
Lifeline. Dan.
Hitch. Fucking Hitch.
Fucking Hitch, dude.
Fucking Hitch. Mark.
Oh, fuck me.
You can do this, Mark. Just stop yelling things, side balk. It's a yappy side balk. YSB, yeah, you know me. Mark! Time is up.
I'm out.
Oh, shit.
Do you want to know why I'm out? Two reasons. One, I don't cheat, motherfucker. And
Did somebody try to give you one over there?
Yes, they did.
Don't try that, you guys.
And two.
Wait, what?
Oh, the other reason is I can't dominate this whole fucking game. We gotta let some other people get in on this shit.
That's a good point. All right. My turn. Hancock.
Damn it!
Oh, yeah.
Anything else, Justin?
Nothing.
Made in America.
That's the fucking movie I was trying to think
with
of.
With Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg.
Goldberg. Fuck.
And what else did we miss, you guys?
Right.
Oh, 7 pounds, yeah. Anchorman 2. Wasn't that?
We said 6 degrees of separation. Anchorman 2 is good. Enemy of State is good. Yeah. Jersey Girl. That's right.
What?
Jersey Girl.
The Warriors.
We
Jersey
said Ali.
Warriors.
Warriors.
Oh, what's the one where... Oh, what's
Come
that
on,
fucking... What's that Russell Crowe movie where he plays the devil? The... No, the Water Diviner or...
Fresh Prince, The Reckoning.
Not Fresh Prince the Reckoning, sir, but you definitely win best guest. It's the water something. Winter's Tale. Water's Tale. Winter's Tale. All right, well, we did a pretty good job with Will Smith, but we still got to have a winner, because now Justin has 1 point, and so does Mark, and Adam gets to pick.
Okay.
The actor or actress that we play next. There's a suggestion from the audience.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, no. God damn it. We got to go super speed round.
We're going overtime.
All right, no, let's go the opposite direction. So it'll go Adam, me, Mark, Justin, Sandy B. Go, Adam.
Speed.
Okay, speed two, cruise control. Mark.
Gravity.
Justin.
The Blind Side.
Mm-hmm, Adam.
Hope Floats.
The Proposal.
The Net.
Ooh, nice.
That was good.
Oh, I got a good one. Justin. Lifeline. He knows it. Don't cough.
Lifeline, Dan,
don't
save me.
Cough answers.
Miscongeniality.
Miscongeniality. Nice.
Oh shit, I can see the movie. I can't remember the title. Fuck, I can see it right now. And I started this shit. Fuck me.
Yeah, yeah. It was your idea, man.
I know.
What do you got?
I got a lifeline.
Do it. Lifeline.
The heat. That's the one, the heat.
Yes,
the heat.
Very good. The
That's
heat.
The one I was thinking. Thank you. The heat.
Nicely done. I'll go Love Potion number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Mark.
Miscongeniality 2.
Yeah, Tate Donovan again. Full title.
Oh, fuck that then. I ain't going no full title. 2 weeks notice.
It was called Miscongeniality 2, 2 weeks notice?
Little redundant. Great fucking movie.
I am leaving this goddamn beauty pageant. In 2 weeks. All right, please settle down with your audience answers, because we've really got to keep it to just us on stage. Justin?
28 days.
Mm-hmm. It's one. She was chased by zombies.
It's a prequel.
And then they did 28 days later, where she had to go into rehab again. What do you got, Adam?
Is it, was she, two by C? Was she in that Dennis?
So close.
What is it?
Just say it right, man.
What is it?
Less words.
By sea?
Brad and Angelina did By the Sea, which is just a movie That's about it. How they're two about if, to break up.
Two if, it's not two if by sea. Two. Two if. Two if by.
It's close enough. You're good. I think it's called two by sea or two by sea.
Two by sea, is that
I
it?
I think so.
Yeah. Two by C.
With your, but you just that you knew it was Dennis Leary. I know you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
All right. My turn. Oh, as long as we're doing Bodies of Water, the Lake House.
That's good.
Practical Magic?
Mm-hmm.
All About Steve.
Oh, good pull.
That movie sucks.
Oh, shit. I can still see the movie again. The fuck is the title of that movie? She's with Matthew McConaughey. They're in the South. It's hot. She's sweaty.
She's sweaty?
Yeah.
She's really
the
sweaty in that
she's
one.
Sweaty. It's
Don't
a trial.
Say answers, you
They're
guys.
Trying to figure it out.
Let him figure it out.
That's right. Let him squirm.
Yeah, squirm it up, dude.
Oh, shit.
I gotta move on.
All right.
Yeah. You out?
I'm going to kick myself. And
yeah, you're out. Okay. Because I really don't have a time to kill.
That was it.
Doug, drop that fucking that mic, it. Doug. Drop.
That was it. Okay, Doug. You're
Mark.
Welcome.
You're, thank you. Mark.
Katie, let's do this.
We said the net.
I'm the one who fucking said the net.
He even said it.
Forces of nature.
Okay. You gotta say it properly.
Forces of nature?
That's right, it had a question mark at the end. It's for all the bananas, Mark. You know I like a precise title.
Is that all you fucking know, Katie? Or are you the tramp in this fucking sign? I believe in you. I believe in you. The forces of nature?
Sorry, no. You're out.
This is what happens when I trust a normal person.
Justin?
I don't have anything, so force of nature?
That's correct.
Yeah! Thank God.
Justin's our winner. What did we miss?
While you were sleeping.
While you were sleeping, that's a big one. Demolition Man.
Oh my God.
We said the heat. Speed and Speed 2, we said.
Crash!
We should have thought of Crash when we were saying Speed. She's in the traveling pants? Oh, the Ya-Ya sisterhood. I get those sisterhoods mixed up. I'm like, is there pants or a Ya-Ya? Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya sisterhood. Yeah, that's like, that's a title that says, Men Stay the Fuck Away. It is a great movie, though, you're right. There's no pants in it at all. Bush is out all the time. And I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Sister.
Dan, come get your prizes. Congratulations. I managed to get all of them actually into this bag. Where's Dan at?
That's a very nice bag.
There he is. Yeah, it all fit in there, but it's quite chuck champ full. Do you want your name tag back, Dan?
Sweet, I can keep it. I get that fucking candy. It.
Yeah, you can keep all that candy.
Whoa!
Oh.
I totally missed the candy. It was a gag.
Oh.
Wouldn't have been that big a deal if I smashed it anyway. It still tastes the same. That's what my dad used to tell me when he smashed my candy. What do you got to plug Adam? What's coming up for you?
What do I got? I am here this week. I'm at the DC Improv next week. And where am I after that? And the tour schedule is on adamferrara.com. Thank you guys for having me. I had a good time.
Yeah, you were awesome. You've got a Sunday night show here.
I'm in Spokane, yeah.
Oh, in Spokane
I'm
on Sunday.
I'm in Spokane, son. I'm here tonight, and I'm in Spokane on Sunday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Which I found... What?
Good luck, somebody says over there very sarcastically.
I know. I've
Spokane,
never been.
Spokane, good
I've
never luck. Been.
This is, like, it's really kind of nice here. It's, like, kind of weedy, you know? It's kind of opiate vibe here, and in Spokane, I heard it's kind of methy, so that's kind of scary.
Yeah, they don't clean up after themselves. Yeah. It's really methy.
Yeah. Very methy. They should sanitize in Spokane, from what I hear. But here's like a nice... This vibe here is like, dude. In Spokane, I'm just guessing, it's like, dude!
I still have a good time there. You didn't put a shithead on the back of your shit. Oh, he wrote it down. Oh, good for him. Oh, that is a good one. Good for you, man. You're taking a stand on this one. I like it. Justin, what can we plug for you, buddy?
Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KISW. It's BJ and Mix Mornings. You can find it if you're not around here on KISW.com or our KISW app. And also, I do a geeky podcast 4 days a week because I hate Tuesdays. BJGeekNation.com.
And Mark, I know you don't have anything to plug. You got Deepwater Horizon out in theaters now.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah.
We got Patriots Day coming out. That's going to be a great fucking movie that people should go see. Wahlburgers is still on fucking TV. And to the girl who helped me cheat, you're a liar, but you took a chance, so I will make out with you after the show.
You want to throw a donut?
I'm going to throw a fucking donut.
Throw a fucking donut.
Who wants
donut
this shit?
Throwing. Hurry, we gotta wrap it up.
The person with the phone.
Oh!
Overhand fastball donut. Sorry.
Thank you very much, you guys. One more time for all my guests. Adam Pereira, Justin Robinson, a.k.a. Revan Fuego, and Mark Wahlberg. Douglas Movies is going to be at the Now Hear This Festival, Podcast Festival in Anaheim, October 29th. And as always, thank you to Tacoma Comedy Club if they'll have us again with our messy donuts. We will be back. And as always, menstrual cramps are a shithead. Yeah, get a picture of me saying it. No photography allowed in the showroom. People that abuse animals are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.